KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, Dunkerton proved to be too tall a task for East Mills as the Wolverines were beaten 50-38 in Class 1A boys quarterfinal round play yesterday at the state tournament in Des Moines. The game was tied at 19 at halftime, and Dunkerton took a four-point lead into the fourth quarter, and they finished the game with a 16-8 advantage in that final eight-minute period. East Mills out-rebounded the taller Raiders, 39-32, but they couldn't overcome shooting only 27%. They were 16 of 59 from the field. Dunkerton was led by 6'11" 11-inch center Corey Kunstling, who finished with 13 points, 8 rebounds, and 9 blocked shots. Keegan Wiederquist had 13 points and a dozen rebounds, while Logan Curran had 10 points and 7 boards to help lead East Mills as they finished their season with a record of 23-4. Elsewhere in 1A first-round action yesterday, it was Belmond Clemmy edging Lamoni 56-55. Keota beat Easton Valley 56-47. And West Lyon advancing with a 72-57 victory over Newell Fonda. In Class 2A state tournament first-round play yesterday, Cascade beat South Hamilton by a score of 56-40. And it was Western Christian over Albia 76-53. Now, there are 6 more games on the slate today at the boys' state basketball tourney. They'll start the day with the last 2 2A quarterfinal round games, as West Fork will play West Marshall in the opener today. That's at 10:30 this morning. That'll be followed at 12:15 by Trainer and North Cedar. Trainer 23-1 on the season entering that contest. North Cedar 21-3. That's at 12:15 tip time. Then they'll move on to the 3A quarterfinals. They'll play all four of those games today. Sheraton will face Wallert in the opener at 2 o'clock, followed by Harlan and Humboldt at 3:45. Cyclones are 22-2 entering the tournament. Humboldt carries a 16-7 mark into that game. Central Clinton will play MLC Floyd Valley, and Waverly Shellrock will battle Grinnell in the last game of the evening. Well, the Big Ten men's basketball all-conference teams and individual award winners were announced on Monday, with Michigan's Nick Stauskas earning Big Ten Player of the Year honors from the conference coaches and a media panel. Michigan head coach John Beilein claimed Coach of the Year laurels from the media, while Nebraska head coach Tim Miles was named Coach of the Year by his peers. Indiana's Noah Vonleh picked up Freshman of the Year accolades from the coaches and the media. Ohio State's Aaron Kraft was named the Defensive Player of the Year, while Wisconsin's Nigel Hayes was voted the Sixth Man of the Year by the coaches. Stauskas was a unanimous first-team All-Big Ten selection by both the coaches and the media. He was joined on the first team for both the coaches and media by Iowa's Roy Devon Marble, Michigan State's Gary Harris, Nebraska's Teron Petaway, and Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky. Joining Vonleh and Hayes on the coaches' all-freshman team were Illinois' Kendrick Nunn, Michigan's Derek Walton Jr., and Purdue's Kendall Stevens. Kraft was joined on the all-defensive team by his teammate Shannon Scott, Harris, Purdue's A.J. Hammonds, and Wisconsin's Josh Gasser. The Big Ten also announced 12 Sportsmanship Award honorees. The student-athletes chosen are individuals who have distinguished themselves through sportsmanship and ethical behavior. In addition, the student-athletes must be in good academic standing and have demonstrated good citizenship outside of the sports competition setting. And this season's honorees include Iowa's Mike Gasell. Iowa State senior forward Melvin Edgem is the Associated Press Big 12 Conference Player of the Year. The AP Awards were announced on Monday when Edgem and Kansas freshman Andrew Wiggins were unanimous picks in the All-Big 12 first team. Wiggins is the league's Freshman of the Year. Edgem was second in the Big 12 with both his 18.2 points and 8.6 rebounds a game. No other league player ranked in the top 10 in both of those categories. Edgem and Wiggins are joined on the first team by league scoring leader Juwan Staten from West Virginia, Oklahoma State's Marcus Smart, and Iowa State DeAndre Kane, the Marshall transfer, who was the unanimous choice as the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year. Oklahoma's Lon Kruger is the AP Coach of the Year. Iowa State seniors and all Big 12 first team members DeAndre Kane and Melvin Edgem were named to various All-America teams yesterday as well. Kane was named third team All-American by BleacherReport.com, Sporting News, and NBCSports.com, while Edgem joined Kane on the NBCSports.com's third team. Kane has been a stat sheet stuffer for the Cyclones, averaging 17.1 points, 6.7 rebounds, and 5.9 assists per game after transferring from Marshall this season. Kane has scored 20 or more points in 13 games, including a stellar performance against Baylor early in the conference season, where he had 30 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, and 5 steals. Kane has earned 6 weekly honors from the Big 12 Conference. Edgem, the 2014 Big 12 Player of the Year, ranks second in the Big 12 in both scoring and rebounding. Edgem became just the fourth player in Big 12 history to record 1,500 points and 1,000 rebounds in a career. His 48-point performance against TCU broke the Big 12 single-game scoring mark earlier this season. The duo are the 10th and 11th Cyclones to make a first, second, or third team All-America list. Well, Manhattan, Delaware, and Wofford have extended their basketball seasons by capturing their league tournaments. George Beeman scored 16 points as Manhattan held off rival Iona 71-68 for the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference title and its first NCAA tournament in a decade. Beeman was one of four players to score in double figures for the Jaspers, who will enter the NCAA tournament with a 25-7 record. Carl Baptiste scored a career-high 24 points, including a go-ahead layup with 10 seconds left to give Delaware a 75-74 win over William & Mary in the Colonial Athletic Association title game. The Blue Hens trailed 74-68 with 80 seconds left before closing on a 7-0 run to reach the NCAA tournament for the first time in 15 years. Carl Cochran scored 23 points to lead Wofford's 56-53 victory over Western Carolina for the Southern Conference Championship. Cochran was named the tournament's most outstanding player after hitting 5 3-pointers and going 8-for-16 from the field on Monday. Also in college basketball news, Jason Capel has been let go after 4 seasons as Appalachian State basketball coach. Capel is in the final year of a 4-year deal that expires at the end of March. The former North Carolina guard, whose brother Jeff is on Duke's staff, was the youngest coach in Division I when he was hired in 2010. The Mountaineers went 9-21 this season. In the NBA last night, Charlotte beat Denver 105-98. New York outscored Philadelphia 123-110. It was Brooklyn over Toronto 101-97. Miami beat Washington 99-90. Milwaukee over Orlando 105-98. Atlanta beat Utah 112-110. And the LA Clippers over Phoenix 112-105. In the National Hockey League, Pittsburgh beat Washington 3-2. Nashville an overtime winner 4-3 over Ottawa. Phoenix a shootout winner 4-3 over Tampa Bay. Los Angeles beat Calgary 3-2. It was Colorado 3-2 in overtime over Winnipeg. The New York Islanders beat Vancouver 7-4. And it was Toronto over Anaheim 3-1. Last night's NHL game between the Dallas Stars and the visiting Columbus Blue Jackets was called off in the first period after Stars forward Rich Peverley collapsed on the bench. Play was halted 6:23 into the game as Peverley was carried from the bench. A public address announcement was made several minutes later that the 31-year-old Peverley was conscious and was taken to the hospital. Dr. Gil Salazar said Peverley was successfully treated for a cardiac event. Peverley was in good condition late Monday night. Peverley missed the start of the season because of a procedure to correct an irregular heartbeat, a condition diagnosed during a training camp physical. There was no immediate announcement of when the game would be made up. Columbus was leading 1-0 at the time of that incident. When general manager John Dorsey and coach Andy Reid were hired by the Kansas City Chiefs last year, they knew that there would be plenty of turnover on a roster that produced just 2 victories, so they predictably made a splash, the kind you make doing a cannonball off the high diving board in free agency, signing veterans such as Sean Smith and Dante Robinson, picking up role players like offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz, and giving everything a fairly thorough overhaul. And it all seemed to work pretty well, too. The Chiefs went 11-5 and made the playoffs. The downside of all that maneuvering is that now the team is starved for cash, and with free agency starting today, the Chiefs are looking at a much more modest splash, like a pebble in a pond kind of splash. The priorities are interior offensive line, where Schwartz and John Asamoah are due to hit free agency, along with wide receiver and free safety. Offensive line and defensive back are 2 areas with depth, so Kansas City just might be able to make do with its shoestring budget. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Jets have parted ways with wide receiver Santonio Holmes after 4 seasons. That move Monday, which had been expected, saves the Jets $8.25 million, which Holmes was due to make as his base salary this season. The 30-year-old Holmes had 23 catches for 456 yards and a touchdown in 11 games last season. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that the Steelers will cut former Pro Bowl linebacker Lamar Woodley. That move is hardly a surprise after fifth-year linebacker Jason Worlds agreed to accept a transition player tag last week. Woodley signed a 6-year, $61.5 million contract in 2011, but has struggled to remain healthy. The Dallas Cowboys are bringing back punter Chris Jones, who signed an exclusive rights tender after finishing with a net average of 39 yards in his first full season last year. The Chicago Bears have released 7-year veteran running back Michael Bush, saving the team $1.85 million in cap space in 2014. The Arizona Cardinals will release guard Darren College, who started every game in his three seasons with the team. College already had tweeted a goodbye to Cardinals fans and then confirmed to the Arizona Republic that he was leaving the team. A man booked on two aggravated rape charges in a New Orleans case, also involving former NFL All-Pro safety Darren Sharper, has posted a $400,000 bond. Sharper and Eric Nunez each face two aggravated rape charges in New Orleans. Sharper also faces seven rape and drug counts in connection with two alleged attacks in Los Angeles. And the wife of William Clay Ford will take over his controlling interest in the Detroit Lions after the longtime owner's death. The Lions announced that Ford's interest in the team passes to Martha Ford, pursuant to long-established succession plans. William Clay Ford died on Sunday at the age of 88. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.